Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my friend Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution about an idea of a new city in Solano County, land 60,000 acres purchased by some of the wealthiest people on the planet, Steve Jobs' widow Lorraine Powell, Mark Andreessen, a venture capitalist, and other names, 60,000 acres in farm country, flat, rolling, beautiful, California, about an hour outside of San Francisco, I'm told. What we're looking at is building freshly all over again. And then Bill asks the hard questions about, can you build it in California, given the very dominant legislature and the regulatory bodies of California? Also, who would live there? Would it be people from San Francisco, people from Sacramento? All these questions have to be answered, but it's a dream. And dreams are not for filling in details. Therefore, starting to find what is practical. Right now, the acres are owned. What is next is, well, build it and they will come. Here's Bill Whalen to explain. Solano County, about 450,000 people, it says, in the whole county. But this city alone would create opportunities for 400,000 more. A complete change of an environment for cow country. Here's Bill Whalen.
John, what's interesting about this is this effort's run by a group called California Forever, which your listeners can find on the web if they want to Google it. This is a group of very wealthy Silicon Valley individuals, Mark Andreessen, a venture capitalist, Lorraine Powell Jobs, the widow of Steve Jobs, the Apple co-founder. And they want to create essentially paradise on earth in California, at least a better way to run a city. What they've done, John, is they've managed to acquire 60,000 acres in Solano County, California, which is an hour east of San Francisco, a wide open space. And they want to build about 20,000 housing units from the ground up, not rebuilding a city, but starting a new city. Now, can they get this done? That's up to the voters to decide, John. This violates a 1980s era ordinance in Solano County against sprawl. So you'd have to get voters to change their minds. That's maybe doable. You have $1 billion in the bank. You can run a campaign and convince voters, maybe. But then, John, they're going to have to go up against California bureaucracy, because you try to build anything in California, John, you run up against environmental laws and environmental endangered species laws and so forth. And it's really a fertile ground for somebody to run a guerrilla campaign against them, just trying to tie them up against court. So here we're going to see the reality of California. You want to build a better city, you have the money for the city, but does the system enable you to build said city?
More of this later.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.